Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, Sabbath day, February the 4th. Saturday, February the 4th, 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic today. I mean, they all are important. All of these shows and all of these topics are important. But today, we want to talk about redeeming the time and how to do that. You see, brothers and sisters, important that we all take time out, if you will, to examine ourselves. And it is time that we all under, over, and understand that we are here and we have a certain amount of time. We have an expiration date. But while we're here, there is something that we should be overstanding. There is a pursuit. But the pursuit is not for a lot of the things that we are pursuing. The pursuit is for over, under, and understanding of the self. What's interesting is that we've been taught to deny the self, not knowing that we are supposed to actually fall in love with the self, meaning that there are different levels or different types, if you will, of selves or identities. Last night I was watching the movie Split. And in the movie Split, if you haven't seen that movie, you definitely got to check that movie out because it talks about some of these dispositions or these mentalities or these mindsets and how each one of them have a certain biological control over our genetic code, if you will. And so we are here. We have a certain amount of time. And it's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand that your time is your money. Even though there's no such thing as time, but in this dimension, we all are under this construct of time. And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we begin to finally understand what the scripture talks about and what it is for us to actually make it okay for us to be okay. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15, it's talking about this. And what it's talking about is we are children of light. Now, what does that mean, though, when we say we're children of light? Now, it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand this. Because, see, you have to be your own light. You have to be able to spend time investigating yourself and pouring energy into yourself. You have to make it okay for you to be okay. You have to make it okay for you to be okay. Let me make sure that again. You have to make it okay for you to be okay. Let me say that one more time. I don't know if you got it. You have to make it okay for you to pour all of your energy, all of your time, all of your money, all of your efforts into you. If you can understand what that means, brothers and sisters, it'll allow you to begin the process of redeeming the time. See, right now you spend a lot of time pouring energy into other things and into other people. Some of those things are good. They could be our children, could be our mate. It could be a family, it could be our job, it could be our house, it could be anything. But right now you're spending a lot of time, and in the past, if you look at your time, you spend a lot of time and pouring a lot of time and a lot of energy into a lot of things. You have dedicated yourself to being a good brother, a good sister, a good father, a good mother, a good husband, a good wife, a good saint, a good Cretan. Whatever it is that you've devoted your time to, you devoted everything, or you devoted time to everything except yourself. Even what you're doing right now, you're having to squeeze this time in to listen to me right now. Right now, your brain is like, man, I got so many other things I got to do. Let me see if I can catch Brother Will, you know, show, I'm going to listen to it. But you don't have time to invest in yourself. Now, you got time to invest in other people, but you don't have time to invest in yourself because, you see, you don't understand the value of the self, just like I didn't. See, I always thought I was put on earth to take care. So I've spent all my life taking care of other people. I thought it was my job to pour my time and my energy into other people. I made it, again, I became an expert of over and understanding other people's feelings. The thing that allowed me to be successful at my job and being a life coach is I can sense where other people are at. I have empathy and sympathy. I have my disability from being a six to put myself into other people's shoes. So I know what other people are thinking. I know what other people are feeling. I know what buzzwords to say. This is what has always gotten me in trouble with relationships with other, you know, females, because I just intuitively know what to say to uplift the spirits of other people. That's my purpose, my mission in life. One of the things I'm on earth to do is uplift the spirits of humanity. That's great. That's awesome. That's good. But I never learned how to uplift the spirits of myself. See, I was never taught that it was okay. That's why I'm struggling today with doing what everybody else, or with a lot of people, what comes naturally for a lot of people. And that is, my brothers, that is, my sisters, self-love. You see, you spend all your time loving other people. You spend all your time evangelizing other people. You spend all of your time nurturing other people. You spend all of your time doing all of these things for other people. You spend your time educating other people. You'll go out, you'll send other people scriptures. You'll go out and you'll do other things for other people. But how many of those things have you done for yourself? Now, if you think about this, brothers and sisters, if you really examine it, you know, I'm talking to myself right now, but maybe somebody else can tune in and maybe you can glean off of some of the things that I'm overstanding, and maybe some of the lessons that I've learned in life can apply to your life. You see, I was always leading, but I was, you know, I wouldn't lead other people. I never led myself. See, I was interested in making peace between other people, so I saw people arguing, I would jump in, I would help them out. But then when my own spirit, when my heart and my head was arguing against each other, and I had duality, and I have suffered from bipolarism. I didn't do nothing for myself. I could help other people out, but you know, I didn't have time. See, I was too busy, brothers. I was too busy, sisters, helping other people. I couldn't help myself. But I was a good peacemaker. You know, I could come in and I could help other people out, but you know, I couldn't really help myself. I was very creative. You know, I could create stuff. I could do a lot of things for other people. You know what I'm saying? I could do all of this stuff. I was a good worker. I mean, I could go to people's jobs. I was the hardest worker there. Always hard. But then when it came time to work for myself, you know, I was kind of lackadaisical, didn't have the energy. You know, I was kind of aloof. You see, I was very interested in establishing and making sure that I was a socialite. I would go out and make sure everybody was comfortable, brothers. I would make sure that everybody was comfortable. I was the life of the party. I could crack jokes. You know what I'm saying? I know how to do it, brothers and sisters. Then, you know, I was a great humanitarian. I could go out, man, and be a great gentleman, a nobleman. I know how to be and talk to somebody on an intellectual level. Or I could go down the streets and talk to a homeless man and make him feel comfortable. But I couldn't make myself comfortable in my own skin. So I could do all of this greatness for other people. But when it came time to exercise this greatness on myself, couldn't do it. And it is this revelation, my brothers and sisters, that you cannot redeem the time until you can redeem the self. See, what that means, brothers and sisters, is that this is a defense mechanism. This is a psychological barrier. This is something that you put up. And you put this up to protect yourself because you don't believe in yourself. And so one of the things that we all do, if we really examine and if we really are honest with ourselves and if we take a close look at ourselves, this is what we'll find. We'll find that we are immensely afraid of being ourselves. We are so comfortable with being somebody else. Because if somebody rejects the person that we are acting like, if somebody rejects the image that we are projecting, it's okay. It's not us. But when we project our true self, if somebody get to know us, intimate level, and they really go in and they really, really see all of our flaws, and they see all of our strengths or our weaknesses, are we really going to be okay with that? See, we run the risk, and nobody wants to take that risk. Because it is a huge risk if you were to let people in and see your weaknesses. See, as a six, I know that it's easy for me to take advantage of other people and for other people to take advantage of me. It's hard for me to establish boundaries as a six. See, as a six, one of the things that I have to work on is the fact that, you know, I'm always interested in trying to be a people pleaser. And I'm so interested in pleasing other people that I never get around to pleasing myself. And then I went to this, you know, I was part of this religious organization that talked about selflessness. And you're supposed to be selfless. And so I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. I never heard that before. And they said you're supposed to deny yourself. You're not supposed to, like, be, you know, in love with yourself. In fact, you're supposed to hate yourself because you are a wretched and undone sinner. I mean, you are a dog. You are the, you know, bottom. You're not the top. And it was doing this that I realized, like, wow, you know, hey, you know what? Is there anything redeemable? Is there anything that's valuable? Is there anything that's useful? So I was taught that something was wrong with me. So I didn't love me. In fact, I didn't like me. And then I was an African American. And, you know, we were slaves, and we didn't invent anything. We didn't make anything. We wasn't, you know, the psychological effects of slavery. I read about the Willie Lynch letter, and I saw how, you know, we were treated, and I was like, you know, man, maybe we are lazy, and maybe we haven't invented anything, and we don't contribute to society, and we are leeches. And, I mean, look at the black community, man. This is just everybody killing each other, crime ridden. You know, it's nothing but churches on every corner. There's a liquor store on the other side of the corner, and then there's a funeral home on the other side. Now we got Planned Parenthood up in the hood, and, you know, look at the black dollar. The black dollar is the only dollar that doesn't circulate in this community. Everybody else, they circulate, they keep their dollar. I mean, going in the black, you see, black businesses, and so I didn't see anything redeemable. And it wasn't until, brothers and sisters, the understanding of the biggest flaw that I made in life is the same flaw that you're making. And that flaw is, we're not redeeming the time because we see no value in time. I spent all my time investing in people and things that didn't invest in me. And then something happened. Now, this happened to you, but you probably don't remember it. But it's interesting because if you've never invested time in yourself, if you never saw value in yourself, if you never seen yourself as a person of value, if you never seen no worth and no value in yourself, the first time somebody pulls alongside of you and they see worth in you, they see value in you, they see something redeemable in you, and then something crazy happens, somebody starts giving to you. Oh, man. Let me tell you what I did. I don't know what you did, brothers. I don't know what you did, sister, but I shut down. I didn't know. I ran. I didn't know what to do because for the first time in my life, somebody saw value in me, and then they started to invest in me, and I was, what is this? You can't, I mean, nobody loved me. My mother didn't love me. My father didn't love me. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, throw no stones. I'm not trying to make no freaking excuses. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not in no 20s no more. I understand, but I need you, brother. And I need you, sister, to understand the psychology behind what's going on. Otherwise, you cannot buy up your opportunities that are being presented for you. And what you're going to do is you're going to squander them just like I did. And when the opportunity comes for you to get out of Egypt, you're going to run right back because you don't see no value in yourself. You see, we all, well, let me speak for myself because I can't speak for anybody else. Let me just speak for myself because this is my message. I just invited you guys along to listen. But see, this is what happened to me, and I wasted time. And I need you to understand how I wasted time because it's not what we've been taught. You see, what's interesting is about time is what I talked about on yesterday's show. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, brothers and sisters, you have to listen to yesterday's show because that is the foundation for today's show. And see, we all have been purchased. We all have a specific task. We're all put on this planet for a particular reason. But see, like me, you've been taught that you don't deserve. See, that's what I was taught. I was taught that I didn't deserve to be happy, that I had no right to be happy. Now, remember what I talked about on yesterday's show, the definition of happiness now, because again, life and death is in the power of the tongue. See, everybody's definition is different. So the first time happiness shows up, you like, that's not for me. And so you just like, it can't be for me. And so what you do, you sabotage it. Now, this is subconscious, brothers and sisters. You're not understanding it on a subconscious level, but this is what you're doing. It's that give and take. And it's interesting because in relationships, you know, guys, we go out and we pursue this, our mates, or the mates pursue, and then as soon as we get the mate, we stop. We stop doing everything that we did to get them, and then we wonder why we lose them. Now, it works this way in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. It's interesting because, see, I started off at almost 260. Now I'm down to like about 220, and it's interesting See, I started off because I had a goal. I pursued weight loss. And then what happens? Once I achieve my weight loss goal, what do? I go right back to eating the same way I did before, and my weight comes right back. See, we do the same thing in relationships, and we do the same thing with ourselves. We do the same thing. Well, let me speak for myself. I don't know about you, brother, but this is what I do. This is the mistake that I've made in my life. This is the negative habit pattern that I saw, and this is what has had me, brothers and sisters, in tears for the last week because I'm overstanding. I had this new revelation. I've been sharing it with you all week, and you guys heard my show. Hopefully, you tuned in to the show I did last night. Because if you didn't, brothers and sisters, it was a great show because I asked the question, I'm going to ask you that question that I asked my audience last night is, I'm living my life like I'm going to be here forever. Like, what the? I mean, I had an epiphany. It's like, so I've been waiting to do something for, you know, a long time, 3 years. But I'm like, last night is like something like the spirit, like it's like a light, like God shines a light on my brain. It's like I got hit in the head with a baseball bat, and this thought just dropped into my mind, and it said this: what if you expired tonight? And then I thought, I was like, what, that this thing that I've been waiting to do for 3 years, if I die today, I don't get to experience it. I missed out. Because of what? Because I'm not smart enough to freaking redeem the time. I'm wasting time. I'm living my life like I'm going to be here for freaking ever. And I'm knocking on 60 and I'm walking around here playing church. Why? What am I doing? Let me ask you, what are you doing? Why aren't you pursuing that goal? Why aren't you pursuing that dream? Why aren't you doing what motivates you, what inspires you, what elevates you? Why are you hanging out with peasants and you're a priest? That's what God asked me, and I couldn't answer the question, brother. I had no answer. I had no answer. Why do I like to be treated like shiznits? Because that's all I know. Never experienced greatness, brothers and sisters. And when it showed up, it scared the hell out of me. And it probably scared you. If you do not understand, you can't redeem the time, brothers. You can't redeem the time unless you understand what it is and that you are valuable and that you are worthy. Now, I have all this. I have a book that I wrote 10 years ago that has all this stuff in it, but I didn't read my own book because in my own book it says that we are God's offspring, that we are royal priests, that we are holy nations. So why in the world am I treating myself and other people like trash? You are a child of the King. You know what? And like I said the other night, man, I've been doing, you know, I broke down the other night. I'm trying to hold it together for today's show. I've like just been crying. I've just been crying and crying. Because it's one thing to disrespect, you know, other people. But I ask God this question. And I say, God, I'm a six. The one thing that I'm good at doing is sympathy and empathy. I always know the right thing to say because I have this ability to put myself in other people's shoes. That's a gift that God gave me. But what happens if I never put myself in my own shoes? So I'm living my entire life and I'm doing all of this stuff, but I've never, ever myself in my own shoes. See, I'm always trying to save everybody. You know what? I got my cape on. I'm running around. Da, 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 da. Somebody needs me. I'll go do this. I'll go do that. I'm running around, just running and running and running. But I never stopped. And I remember the first time that the question was asked, and I told you guys about it. My sister asked me, and this happened, and she just said, you deserve to be happy. I just started crying. I don't know why. My sister, you know, my sister lives out in Houston, said, bro, you deserve to be happy. And I just cried. I just sobbed. Even now when I think, just saying that to myself, it just brings up emotions because I was never told that. I didn't know that it was okay to redeem the time. How, though? Brothers and sisters, if you don't grasp this, you can't go past because your negative habit pattern keeps coming up. This is what's happened to me. I'm in a vicious loop. I just posted on Facebook a video that I posted on Facebook 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and guess where I'm at, brother? I'm in the same place I was at 2 years ago. The video that I just posted on Facebook, guess what it's talking about? Overcoming fear. What am I doing today? Overcoming fear. The same shiznit. I'm just going around the same pattern. I just keep rehearsing. It's like Groundhog's Day. So if I don't wake up and slap myself upside the head with a 2x4 and get my behind out of this situation, guess what's going to happen? This time next year, I'm going to be doing the same shiznits. But see, this is what woke me up. This one question, I'm going to ask you the question. What if you died tonight? What if you expired today? Did you live your life with a sense of urgency, or did you waste your life like I wasted mine? See, I'm knocking on 60 right now. You hear that knock? That's 60. And what have I done? I've been hanging out with people who tolerate me, but they don't elevate me. What are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? What things are you doing, brothers and sisters, and why? Are you living your life like you're going to be here forever? That's what I've been doing. Are you living your life like you're going to be here forever? Because you're not going to be here forever, brothers. You're not going to be here forever, sisters. There's going to come a time when yo is going to be up. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 says this. And it is my prayer on this Sabbath day that the Holy Father, that not the little one, don't that everybody hang out with on here, the big one, that the big G does this for you on this Sabbath day. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 says this. Ephesians 5, 15. In the New Living Translation, it says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. The King Jimmy says it like this. Ephesians 5, 15, and the King James says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. See, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. I can't speak on your issues, but I've been a fool. I haven't been living my life the way I should have been living my life. I've been asleep. See, Ephesians 5:14 says, wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Pay careful attention then to how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Notice how you redeem the time. Verse 15, Ephesians 5, 15. This is how you redeem the time. This is what I'm doing. This is what I pray to God that God elevates your consciousness as well. This is how you redeem the time, brothers and sisters. Ephesians 5, 15. Pay careful attention. Pay careful attention, brothers and sisters. See, attention is not free. Notice every time you hear the word attention, you hear the word pay. You know, we yell at our kids all the time, hey, I'm talking, boy, pay attention. You go to school, they tell you, hey, pay attention. You go to church, they tell you, pay attention. Every time you see the word attention, you have the word pay before it because it's not free. You got to pay for it. How do you pay attention? You pay attention with your energy, with your time, with your emotions. So if you want to know who's for you, who's against you, look at how they spend their attention. See, attention is the word intimacy, which I use the word consciousness. And now I use the word quantum. Because all of these requires you to delve in the subconscious level or the subatomic particles. See, quantum physics focuses on the subatomic. See, Christ consciousness focuses on the subconsciousness. Intimacy focuses on the inside of you. Because Brother Roman has shared a video with me this morning, and it talks about that same thing I've been saying, but in a different perspective. If you look at that word intimacy, it's the word in to me. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because see, we've been taught, at least I was taught, you know, growing up, that hey, you know, the Bible says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. But the self that the Bible is talking about is not the spiritual self, it's the fleshly self. And so let me make sure you understand the difference between the two, my brothers and sisters, because see, one takes you towards the goal, the other takes you away from the goal. See, the flesh, the ego, is arrogant, it's cocky. It doesn't operate in love, joy, peace, and gentleness. So how do you redeem the time, brothers? How do you redeem the time, sisters? You redeem the time by getting intimate, or getting what I call conscious, by expanding your consciousness and your awareness. You see, brothers, let me make sure you understand. See, when you expand your consciousness, when you expand your awareness, all of a sudden you start to love yourself. Now, let me make sure you understand. I'm not talking about your ego. I'm talking about yourself, your spiritual self, the part of you that came from the big G. See, that part of me I didn't like, because that part of me is my true innate part of me. That's the part of me that came from God. It didn't come from man. And so if you understand that part of you, what does that mean, brothers and sisters? What does that mean? That means that you don't go off. Now, we have the fruit of the flesh, and then we have the fruit of the spirit. So let me ask you, what fruit? Now, remember, you can tell a tree by its fruit. Now, I can say a lot of stuff, but what does my fruit say? Don't listen to what I'm saying. Examine what I am bearing, what I am bringing. That's my fruit. So you redeem the time by making it okay for you to identify and to replace negative behavior patterns that is bearing bad fruit. That's what you should be doing with your time. Let me make sure we break it down a little bit deeper. You see, brothers and sisters, as we speak right now, you are producing things in your life. But the Bible says, be very careful then how you live. Ephesians 5:15 tells us to be very careful, because Ephesians 5:14 says, hey, y'all asleep. Now, I don't know about y'all. I can speak for myself. I've been asleep. It says, therefore, awake you, the one who is sleeping, and rise up out from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you. So notice sleeping is referred to as being spiritually dead, not physical sleep. So let me read it to you in another version. The New English Standard Version says, anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine or become light for you. So in other words, light is when you are awake, you are in the light or enlightened. So the word enlightened or enlightenment means in. So when you become enlightened, that means you're stepping into the light. When you step into the light, that means that your corpse, that means that your consciousness, that means that those brain cells, those neurons in your brains that are not firing on all cylinders, they become illuminated. It says everything that is exposed to the light becomes visible. Everything that is illuminated becomes light. So when you become illuminated, aware, conscious, awake, intimate, you become light. You begin to shine. But how do you become intimate? Just like the word says, intimate, into me. So when you get into yourself, not your fleshly self, not your ego, not your arrogance, not your cockiness, but when you get into yourself, when you get into your spirit, what I call consciousness, what I call mastery, self-mastery, what I call mastering your space. Now, you guys heard me say this for years. I focus on one thing, self-mastery. Nick Saban, the head football coach of Alabama, Crimson Tide, number one college team in the last 10 years, basically. What does Nick Saban teach? He doesn't watch film on the other team. He doesn't coach his players to practice for the other team. Nick Saban coaches the same way I live, which is self-mastery. Nick Saban says, hey, master your position. So how do you redeem the time? Master your position. What is your position? Oh, you don't know. So let me make sure you understand what the scripture says. The Bible says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That means you don't have the exercise, you don't have the ability to exercise discipline or self-control. So you can't pay attention. So since you can't pay attention, you can't redeem the time. Because in order to redeem the time, you got to pay attention to what? Your purpose. Not my purpose, not your wife, not your children, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not Jim Bob down the street. You're supposed to study to show yourself approved unto God. You're supposed to work out your own salvation. You're supposed to be focusing on yourself, brother. You're supposed to be focusing on yourself, sister. Now, it's great, the fact that you got all this love and all this compassion for everybody else, but that, guess what that is? That's a psychological flaw. That's a barrier. That is fake. What does that mean? That means that you're hiding behind your compassion. Now, this is what I did. Let me speak for myself. So I spent all my time helping other people. So, well, you know what? I ain't got to work on my own demons. I'm helping everybody else deal with theirs. It's a reflect mechanism. It's a mechanism that keeps you from dealing. Now, you got problems. Notice how everybody got problems call you. Notice how everybody in your family, when they have a problem, they call you. Why? Because they know you don't care about yourself. How do you? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying before you disconnect. You see, we hide and we mask self-hate. our lack of self-esteem, well, my lack of self-esteem has been masked by being a master teacher 33. See, I'm so busy writing books, doing shows. You know what? I didn't got no time to work on myself. I'm too busy working on everybody else. I'm called to the masses. That's what I told myself. Like, I can deal with myself later. You ever know that mechanics drive the raggediest cars? Do you ever notice that construction workers live in the raggediest houses? Do you know that therapists usually have the most messed up minds? Why? Carpenters never have time to work on their own house. Mechanics never have time to work on their own car. And therapists never have time to work on their own mind. What's your gift, brother? What's your gift, sister? Oh, you can share your social lightism with everybody else, but you ain't got time to be social to yourself. Oh, you're a hard worker. Oh yeah, you can work a Hebrew slave on your job. Go to your house, it look like a pigsty. Why? You ain't got time. Oh, you work for everybody else. You take care of everything else, but you ain't got time to take care of yourself. Why? Lack of self-worth. Now, I can coach everybody. I used to work with clients 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, counseling everybody, giving relationship advice, wealth advice, and giving everybody, helping everybody else out. But when it came time to help out myself, I'm tired. Why? No self-worth. See, the devil is smarter than you. Well, let me rephrase that. He's smarter than me. This is how he got me. He said, well, Brother Will, you know, you're a master teacher, homie. Call to the masses. Go out there and save folks. That's what I've been doing. So I got everybody else's life together, but I ain't got time to get my own life together. Oh, I can preach to everybody else. I can talk to everybody else. I got freaking 50 books. I write books for everybody. But I ain't got time to read my own books. Oh, I can help everybody else, brothers and sisters. I can give great advice. I can connect on an intimate level, on a deep level. Oh, I got discernment. I can connect. I can uplift the spirits of humanity. Yeah, that's my job. And the devil's just, go on, brother. Yeah, go on out there. Love everybody. And the people that you see every day, they don't know if you love them or not. Because you don't spend no time with them. See, I don't spend no time with my children. Don't have no time for my wife. Don't have no time. I don't even vacuum my own freaking car. Why? Too busy. You know, hey, you know, I'm called to the masses. I'm doing what God called me to do. I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm out saving the world. While my own backyard is overgrown, I'm cutting everybody else's. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that the day you wake up and you start redeeming the time and you start doing what God called you to do, there's no way I can teach nobody else how to swim until I first teach myself how to swim. And I got to maintain my skill set. That means if I don't spend time every day sharpening my own saw, how the hell I'm going to sharpen yours? Now, I'm pretty good. In fact, I'm better than most. But I was watching that movie Split last night. If you guys haven't, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you got to watch the movie. And that's the danger of being intelligent. See, the danger in being flawed is that being flawed is actually a gift. Having, you know, these quote-unquote issues, like I said in the movie, which I've known, and I've said this before, you know, the last little girl that I had working with me, that lived with me, that was on 16 meth pills, by the time she left, she was down to 5. And I told her that your flaw is, just like the Bible says, in my weakness, he's made strong. That's why I've never taken no medication. I've never done anything because I know the thing that makes me my gift is my bipolarism. Because that allows me to tune in on a totally different frequency than everybody else. But the enemy ain't stupid. Same thing that God told Paul, he's telling me, I'm telling you. Because Paul asked three times, Lord, take this thorn. And remember what the thorn was. It was a messenger of Satan. Now, I don't know how you want to break down that term. You might want to look it up in the original text like I did. Messenger of Satan. Now, I would like for you to go to blueletterbible.org, any good Bible, and look it up. Now, again, God didn't take it away from him. Now, last time I checked, Jesus cast out devils. How come he didn't cast that one out? Because did you see what he said? He left that flaw in him so that way he would not become conceited. Now, let me make sure you understand the big picture. Because if you don't understand this simple concept, what you're going to be doing is fighting against the prick. Meaning, you're going against the universe. You got a flaw, and you don't understand it. You're trying to correct that flaw. And you're doing everything within your power to go against the flaw because you want to remove it because you're ashamed of it. But that flaw is the thing that's keeping you alive. Make sure you understand. Because in the movie Split, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but all I'm saying is that the person's flaw at the end of the movie kept them alive. The only reason the guy did not kill, he killed everybody else, but the only reason he didn't kill this person is because that person had a flaw. And you're trying to get rid of it. So if you get rid of that flaw, you die. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because, see, we are ashamed of our flaw. I'm ashamed of my flaw. Just like everybody else. But God told Paul, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. And the reason I'm leaving that messenger, now, a messenger has a message. Now, right now in your brain, there's something that your brain is telling you that you ain't. And you're trying to override it. Now, I call it mind chatter. And see, that mind chatter has been with you, going to be with you when you exit this dimension. Your job is not to focus on the mind chatter. Your job is to continue to operate despite the mind chatter. Your job is to continue to redeem the time. How? How do you redeem the time, brother? How do you redeem the time? By making it okay to receive. Now, you can give. Somebody need to hear this. You can give. You're a giver. Oh, man, you give. You help everybody. When the last time you done something for yourself? Now, I'm not talking about going out, you know, going out to eat. I'm not talking about going to movies. I'm not talking about going to get your hair done. No, I'm talking about spiritually. When the last time you done something spiritually for yourself? Like investing, when you invest in my products, you're not buying a book or a tape. You're investing in yourself. Investing in my products is investing in yourself. You invest in products, and the products invest in you. So when you buy a book and read that book, you are investing in yourself. That's what I'm talking about. How much time have you spent improving and in loving and investing in yourself? Now, oh yeah, now you help other people, but you can't help yourself. Why? You see more value in other people than you see in yourself. So until you see more value in yourself than you do in other people, you're not going to allow nobody to disrespect you again. Why do people disrespect you? Because you disrespect yourself. How do you disrespect yourself? You disrespect yourself because you don't love yourself. How do you not love yourself? You don't love yourself because you don't see that the time that you're spending. Now, look at your time. How much time do you spend investing in yourself? How do you invest in yourself? Buy a book that improves yourself. Go to a seminar. Do things that improve you, not other people. Because when you can improve yourself, then you can improve other people. But the reason, let me speak for myself, that I haven't been investing more in myself is because there's already an existing pattern that is a negative habit pattern that needs to be replaced by a life-sustaining pattern. Now, brothers and sisters, before we close, let's make sure that we understand. Ephesians number 5, verse 5:15 is addressing children of light only. Let me say that again. The entire chapter of the book of Ephesians, at least Ephesians 5, is primarily addressed for children of the light. Ephesians 5 is not for children of the dark or darkness. It's for children of the light. So it is talking about children who have light within them, and this light needs to be amplified. And so if you look at Ephesians chapter 5, now I wish we had time to read the entire chapter of Ephesians 5, but we don't. But I need you to read it, because Ephesians 5 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Then Ephesians 5, 2 says, "Walk in love." Now, how do you redeem the time? Now, you are behind schedule. Let me rephrase that. I am behind schedule. Why am I behind schedule? I am behind schedule because I wasted time. How did I waste time? I wasted time by going down and doing things that I should have been doing. What was I doing that I should have been doing? Let's read Ephesians 5, 3. First of all, Ephesians 5, 2 tells me to walk in love. So when I'm not walking in love, I'm wasting time. And then it says that give himself for us and offering a sacrifice to God for the sweet smelling of Savior and aroma. 5, 2. Ephesians 5, 3 says, but fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor gesturing, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, worshiping idols, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of God, or in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Verse 8. Ephesians 5, 8. For you were once sometimes in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth. So the fruit of the Spirit proves that you're in the light. So let me make sure you understand. This is how you redeem the time. If you are in darkness, you are partaking in all of the activities that I just listed, starting from Ephesians 5, 3 down to Ephesians 5, 6. Those are the characteristics of people who are in the dark. Now, notice it said that everybody was there at one time. Now, I don't know about you. I can vouch for that statement. That is a very true statement. Now, he's saying, okay, you used to be asleep. You used to be walking in darkness. I need you to come out. I need you to come out of darkness. How? How do you come out of darkness? You come out of darkness by investing in yourself, not in other people. So I can go and I can talk to other people about Ephesians 5. I can do what I'm doing right now. Or I can apply Ephesians 5 to my own life. And I can do what it says in Ephesians 5. Instead of talking about it to other people, I can actually read it and do it in my own life. Yeah, how about we try that out? So Ephesians 5, 2 tells me to do something right off the bat. It says, hey, you want to follow me? Walk in love. Now, first thing, it says walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself over to us. So if there is anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and you're not walking, notice walking is a step. It is a running. So let me ask you a question. This is the secret to life. Well, I'm about to share with you somebody to write this down. This is the secret to life. In the area of wealth, walk in love. In the area of health, walk in love. In the area of wisdom, in the area of relationships, walk in love. In the area of where you want to be successful, walk in love. Let's break it down really quickly. Walk. What does it mean to walk?
Strong's G, 4043. Peripateo. Peripateo.
So the Greek word peripateo tells me that if I want to be a child of light, I need peripateo. Peripateo means to make one's way, to progress down one's course, one's life, to pass down one's life. So there's a lot of other passes. There's a lot of other ways that we could be walking. So we're supposed to be walking down our path. So if I come on in and preach to you, but I'm not on my path, I'm not doing petty potato. Now, this word is two words. It's the word pretty and the word potato. That's how you walk. Now, to be successful in any area in life, you got to do this. It's really important. The first thing that you got to do is, let's break this word down, this one word, walk.
Strong's G, 4012. Perry. Perry.
So, perry is the preposition to potato. So, perry means, it means that you are in touch with. It means that you are concerned with. It means that you are aware with. It means that you are engaged with. It means that you are consumed with. It means that you are overtaken by. It means that you are totally investigated, totally invested. It means that you are totally connected. It means that you are totally intimate. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you got it. You see, you got a job, but are you intimate? Are you invested? Are you concerned? Are you in touch? Do you know everything about that job? Yeah, no, you just go there to get your check and you out. You can't be successful. So what about your health? So do you know anything about nutrition? Do you know what nightshades vegetables are? Do you know what minerals and enzymes are? Do you know the difference between clustered water and non-clustered water? Do you know why you should squeeze lemon in your water and drink warm lemon water in the morning to detox? Do you know, have you invested? Are you intimate? Are you in contact? Are you concerned? Are you in touch? Have you researched anything in the area of health? And you wonder why you're not healthy. What about wisdom? Now, are you Pete? Now, remember, this is two words. The first word is the preposition. So it tells me that I need to be connected. I need to be concerned. I need to be invested. I need to be engaged. I need to be around. I need to be consumed. I need to be in tuned. I need to be on the same frequency. So am I not? You mean to tell me I'm in a relationship and I'm not on the same page? With the person I'm in a relationship with? I wonder why I don't work? I'm not in touch? I'm not concerned? I'm not absorbed? I'm not engaged? So this word means, again, and we're talking about two words for the word walk. This first word, again.
Strong's G, 4012. Perry.
Perry. Perry is your state, brothers and sisters, basically. Are you in tune? Perry. Let's look at the second word for this word, walk, in English.
Strong's G, 4008. Perron. Perron.
So, peri, perron. Perron means apparently obsolete. It means the other side. Peri, perron. Let me make sure you understand what this means. It means beyond the other side. It means the region beyond the opposite shore. So, this means you are so engaged in this, it means to pierce. It allows you to cross over and go to the other side. So, the reason every time I've been successful in any endeavor, that's what I did. I walked. What did I do? I became so aware of the thing, wealth, health, wisdom, relationship, that I pierced the wall. And I was inside, and I walked over to the other side. It means to leave my body and go into the other person's body. If you're in a relationship. If you are in wisdom, it means to leave my belief and to go to another belief system. If you are talking about health, it means to leave sugar and go to non-sugar. It means to leave my current ruling disposition and go to the other ruling disposition. It means to leave the current negative operating system, the current negative habit pattern, and to go into the life-sustaining pattern. It means in the area of wealth, it means to leave poverty, to pierce the veil of poverty, to go to the other side where the money is at. That's what walk means. Walk means I'm going to leave where I'm at, I'm going to go to the other side. So if you don't do that, if you don't leave where you are and go to the other side, we'll have no wealth, we'll have no health. You would have no wisdom. You would have no relationship. It means to walk, but you think now we're leaving and we're going to the other side, but what is our mindset while we're doing it? It says, and to walk in love. See, you just can't do it. You just can't leave and go to the side all willy-nilly, any kind of way you want to do it. Oh, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to curse you out every day. I'm pissed off because I got to do it. I'm walking, though. No, that's not going to work, brother. It's not going to work. See, the way that you do it, not only do you got to do it, but you got to do it a certain way. According to Ephesians 5. So you got to walk, brothers and sisters. You have to walk in love as Christ loved you. Now, Christ loved you so much that he died for you. So are you willing to die for what you're doing, for your wealth? If you're not, you're not going to get it. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. I got a book on one of my books called Death or Destiny. Now, I'm willing to die for my destiny, are you? If not, you can't achieve it. If you're not willing to die because Christ died, so are you willing to die? Now, the Bible tells husbands, love your wife the way Christ loved the church. So are you willing to die for your wife, brother? Are you willing to die for health? Are you willing to die for wisdom? Now, I got my belief system. I don't know about you guys, but I'm willing to die right now. I'm willing to die for what I believe. Because you got to walk in love. Now, we know this word love, but let's wrap it up with this definition of the word love.
Strong's G26, agape. Agape.
Agape, or somebody say agape, agape, agape. Again, brotherly love. It means benevolent. It means basically this type of love is a benevolent affection. It's charitable. So I'm supposed to walk with a benevolent welcome, a fond endearment, a well-pleasing contentment, a good will exhibiting. I'm supposed to have a preference or a wish. I'm supposed to regard in a certain wellness. That is the key to redeeming the time. To walk in love is how you redeem the time. So, but what directions? Four, I'm supposed to walk in love in the direction of wealth. I'm supposed to walk in love in the direction of health. I'm supposed to walk in love in the direction of wisdom. I'm supposed to walk in love in the direction of a positive relationship with myself, with my God, which is myself. So first and second is interchangeable with God first, self second, mate, family, everybody else followed in line after that. Brothers and sisters, are you redeeming the time? See, we wasted time because we didn't walk in love in the direction. So let me make sure, if you are doing something today and you don't love it, if you're not willing to die for what you're doing, you might want to get your Dear Canary report and you need to find something that if I take a gun and I put it to your head and I tell you, you need to stop doing what you're doing. And if you say, homie, you might well pull the trigger. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. If somebody put a gun to my head right now and say, Brother Will, you have to stop teaching. You have to stop doing one-on-ones. You have to stop writing books. You have to stop doing blog talk shows. You have to stop with your goal to establish a resort, a spiritual resort for people to come in and they can get wealthy, healthy, wise. If you can't do that, if somebody was to tell me right now, to tell me, Brother Will, you cannot establish the Christ conscious metaphysical spiritual resort or wherever it's going to be, if you cannot do, if somebody told me right now you can't do that, they got to put a bullet in my head. Because I can't do anything else. That's what I'm designed to do. If somebody came up and told me, Brother Will, you can't work out no more, dog. You can't, you can't do this. You can't do that. You got to put a bullet in my head. Somebody told me, Brother Will, you cannot teach. You cannot have the type of relationship. If they told me that, life is over. So until you get to that point, you're not redeeming the time. Until you are engaged in activities that you love, with people that you love, in an environment that you love, and they elevate instead of tolerate, you're not redeeming the time. So brothers and sisters, I don't know about you. I got my wake-up call. Hopefully you got your wake-up call. And that wake-up call is this. If your expiration date is today, have you accomplished what God put you on this earth to do? If not, you need to get busy. My brothers, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you.